lot of our towns now, especially the town centres, have a lot of derelict buildings, and I would be looking for the council to have a look at that and make some exemptions in relation to buildings that's in town centres for that's lying, say, for 6 months or whatever with nobody in them, but to give a bit of an incentive that if you wanted to open a business in there that you wouldn't have to pay parking fees.
And it does appear to be something of an anomaly that on the one hand, people are being encouraged to revitalise town centres, to develop town centres, to breathe new life into town centres. And on the other hand, these charges would appear to act as a total disincentive.
Yeah, that's correct, yeah. And I mean, we're all the time pushing to try and rejuvenate the town centres again all around Inishowen and all around the county. And I think that if there were some initiative there for people that's expanding their business that's there, or expanding a business and then opening a new business, that there'd be some incentive there that they could do that without the parking fees, which a lot of the time, Donal, can be up to 60,000-70,000 within town centres. Yet and all, you can build outside the town and you don't have that issue with parking fees. So I think to get our towns back, to get the centres of our towns opened up again, I think we need to do some initiative for business people to give them a chance to employ more people, and I think this would be a very good thing in the long run for the council.
You have the backing of the members. Officials are going to sit down with you and discuss this. Do you believe that you will get something from that workshop? Do you believe that something can come from that process?
I do believe I can get something from this, don't you? I think that this is something that we really need to do as a council to give businesses a chance, because at the minute businesses are struggling, especially within the town centres, and I think that this is an opportunity for to give something back to those businesses, and something I will certainly be keep pushing, and I know my colleagues and me and all the councillors, to be fair, are 100% behind us.